I like to sing, dance, pretend, and I like to have fun.
Hello, fellow humans. Welcome to Very Fine. This is what happens when you don't put your stuff out there as quick as you can. We missed the entirety of the Eddie Berganza saga and talking about Bendis, but a lot of stuff has happened since last we spoke, or I spoke at you, rather. DC took action against Berganza and released him. That makes it sound like he was an animal and he ran to the forest with his tail between his legs, but they terminated his job, he is unemployed, and good for them. Really good for them. This is thanks in part to that BuzzFeed article, which also included work by Jay Edidin of Jane Miles Explain the X-Men. The fact of the matter is DC was experiencing a lot of backlash, but DC hadn't really taken the kind of action that people had wanted them to in the past regarding his actions. But it took the article and some huge public sentiment to basically force their hand and fire Berganza. There's a couple of ways to look at this. Number one is this is absolutely the right thing to do. I'm glad that they took action. We were talking in our Court of Nerds chat, and we kind of came to the agreement that, yeah, it's shitty this took this long, but they took the right course of action. And this is really kind of throwing their editorial house into a flurry because, yeah, he was one of the big editors there. He was working on Metal and a couple other really huge books, and now they have to kind of scramble to put people into place to cover that. This is not to, you know, say we should feel sorry for DC, because no, they did the right thing after not doing the wrong thing for a long time. But, you know, this is at a big personal sacrifice to them, personal, as though this giant publishing house branch of a giant media conglomerate has feelings. But this is hurting them too, but they took the right move, so way to go, DC. We're proud that you made moves to see that this sexual predator is no longer employed by you. And now, hopefully, a lot of people will feel more comfortable working for DC. And they've already brought in a ton of people. Hopefully, they bring in a ton of more people. Specifically, more female writers, artists, inkers, colorists, letterers, editors, stuff like that. So, way to go, DC. I'm glad that this is finally over in that respect. Speaking of editors, recently, Marvel let go of longtime editor-in-chief Axel Alonso and promoted C.B. Cebulski to editor-in-chief. C.B. was over, he's been living, in China or Japan for the last 18 months, and now he's brought back. And he was a good, really good brand ambassador, talent scout, been with the company since 2000? Yes, 2000. No, 2002. Excuse me. Cebulski was with Marvel since 2002. And now he's getting promoted to a well-earned spot. So I'm curious to see how he's going to do. He's always seemed to be a more jovial kind of person with more lighter-hearted stories, I guess we can say. But this is not to just praise Cebulski and Marvel for that decision, but also Alonso was a huge part of Marvel starting with like the early 2000s, mid-2000s to now. His fingerprints are all over modern Marvel. Whether you see that as a plus or a negative, that's according to your own biases, but you can't deny the things that this man has done. He basically oversaw all of J. Michael Straczynski's Spider-Man. He headed the Marvel Max line, which saw a rebirth of Luke Cage and Punisher and a lot of other modern Marvel characters that I guess now have their own Netflix shows, but he was in charge of putting Bendis and Maleev on Daredevil with that seminal run. He also brought in Garth Ennis and Greg Rucka into Marvel to give them work. He was in charge of Peter Milligan's and Mike Allred's Ecstatics / X-Force. He oversaw Old Man Logan, Rick Remender on X-Force, Warren Ellis's New Universal, David Finch and Charlie Houston on Moon Knight. Gosh, there's a lot of really cool stuff that he is responsible for at Marvel. Unfortunately, he also kind of spearheaded the event, capital E, movement at Marvel. He was in charge of Frankencastle with Rick Remender that saw Frankencastle turned into this weird Frankenstein's monster thing, which that's something. What you did or didn't like doesn't matter to the fact that he oversaw and kept Marvel relevant for a long time. He kind of handpicked Jason Aaron, brought him back to Wolverine, got him started towards being one of Marvel's biggest reliable writers. Axel Alonso's out at Marvel. That's incredible. And this is on the heels of Brian Michael Bendis leaving Marvel for DC. So the if you think about it, these are two huge, 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 huge moves at Marvel that I can't remember, man, anything this seismic happening at the House of Ideas since, I want to say, like, the Great Image revolt of the early 90s. Bendis and Alonso, think about this. This is Marvel's biggest name fundamental writer and their editor-in-chief, the guy that made Marvel what it is today. They're gone now. This is a, I still think this is an incredible opportunity for Marvel to usher in not just, I like the legacy idea because it's getting Marvel back to its roots, but this can be an opportunity for a lot of writers to step forward and, you know, seize control of their destiny, of the company's destiny. Unfortunately, I still think Marvel Publishing under the thumb of Ike Perlmutter isn't going to achieve the heights they could. Yeah, the Star Wars IP is selling like mad. That's never going to change because Star Wars fans will buy Star Wars merchandise. They can't rely on big number one events anymore because people are just so over it. That's why this new Infinity thing they've got going is just, I'm negative interest to me. I don't care. I'm glad they brought back OG Wolverine. That's a step in the right direction. But they've just, no negatives. Hey, no negatives, buddy. We're just going to focus on how Marvel has a great chance to do great things. And they've got writers like the aforementioned Jason Aaron. And they've got Donny Cates now. You've got a golden opportunity to build something incredible. And I hope they can take advantage of this. Because believe it or not, with all the shitting on Marvel I've done the last several years with Court of Nerds, growing up, I was a huge Marvel boy. Marvel was my jam. I didn't really buy that many DC books, to be honest, if any. I was all Marvel all the time. I was into the big Infinity Gauntlet crossovers, all the X-Men books, Wolverine, Captain America, Spider-Man. I bought them all, and I kind of miss that from Marvel. I miss compelling stories and breakthrough artists, and I hope they get back to that rarefied air. This is not, again, to shit on DC this time around, but, you know, I like the healthy competition between the two. I like them pushing each other to have better stories and cooler writers and artists, and just, I hope that Marvel capitalizes on this, because DC is just doing wonderful things currently. To go to an Image sort of thing, recently, I don't know why it took me this long to dig through my press releases and find this, and I apologize for not pimping this sooner, but recently, old friend of the show, Sean Lewis of Saints, has released a book called Coyotes, and I read the first issue last night. And the art by Caitlin Yarsky is incredible. And Sean is just really, really good at mixing mythology and horror with like a modern setting. And it's just really, really engaging. This is just a spooky first issue that features a young girl named Red whose family was decimated by these roaming packs of coyotes that have been taking apart this establishment on like the border of Mexico and the United States. And I can't do it justice by conveying what this is. You need to find this first issue. It's already gotten a second printing. It's just incredible. And it's haunting. And it's just, it presents so many seeds, this first issue, that you want to see come to fruition. So please buy Coyotes number one first edition if you can find it. But buy second printing as well by Sean Lewis and Caitlin Yarsky. You won't be disappointed if you like horror books that make you think and that begin the thrilling tale of just like this big mystery as to how this has come to pass. You have to pick it up. You can buy it on Comixology or you can buy it in stores. But regardless, just buy it for our buddy Sean, who will not let you down. I can feel confident in saying that this book is, it's going to be something big. So pick it up if you can. Also this week, please, 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 please buy The Demon Hell is Earth from DC Comics. I did an early review on it, and it's just such a fun, thoughtful book that brings back who I think should be DC's premier supernatural character, Etrigan the Demon and Jason Blood. Not to poo-poo on John Constantine or Zatanna or anyone like that. He's such a cool figure that I think they can really build around. And this series from Andrew Constant and Brad Walker and their whole creative team, honest to God, this whole creative team is just amazing, working on all cylinders to put out this incredible book. And you can pick it up this Wednesday. So please do. Please. just do me a favor and pick this book up. And if you don't like it, you can let me know, and I will just cluck my tongue and say, I'm sorry, buddy. I think you're dead inside. So, yeah, that's all we got for this week. For Shizzle, I'm Grant Stoy. This is Very Fine. And, yeah, have a good Thanksgiving. And we can cuddle afterwards. Because there's nothing I like more than cuddling on the couch after eating a bunch of turkey and whispering sweet nothings into your ear about comic books. Holy shit, this has gone on far too long. Goodbye!